On Friday, they found a tunnel shaft used by Hamas at Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said efforts to prevent Palestinian civilian casualties were not successful because Hamas stopped people moving to safer places. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. South Africa's governing party says it supports calls for the closure of the Israeli embassy in the country, while the president has requested the International Criminal Court in The Hague investigate alleged Israeli war crimes in its war with Hamas. Kate Bartlett reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa made the announcement while on a state visit to Qatar, where he said he had spoken to the country's ruler about the worsening humanitarian situation in Gaza.
We both abhorred what is happening right now in Gaza, which has now turned into a concentration camp where genocide is taking place.
Ramaphosa said South Africa did not condone the actions taken by Hamas when the group launched a deadly attack on Israel last month. However, he criticized the Israeli response, saying people were dying like flies in Gaza's besieged hospitals. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the power of the Pacific in his toast at a gala dinner for heads of delegations at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco Thursday night.
So please join me in raising your glass to our people, to our the Pacific, and to the possibilities of all we can do together. Hear, hear. Welcome.
This is VOA News. A powerful undersea earthquake shook the southern Philippines on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People hide under tables in a restaurant area in a mall as the quake shakes General Santos City. However, there are no immediate reports of serious damage or injuries, and no tsunami warning in effect. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured magnitude 6.7. The Philippines experiences regular quakes and volcanic eruptions due to its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults around the ocean. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States and the Philippines have signed a nuclear cooperation pact under which U.S. investment and technologies are to help the Southeast Asian nation transition to cleaner energy and bolster its power supply. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. witnessed the signing of the deal by his energy secretary and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Marcos says nuclear energy is expected to become part of Philippines' energy mix by 2032. Tech giant IBM on Thursday said it had pulled all advertising on Elon Musk-owned X for now after a report found its ads were placed next to content promoting Nazis. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The left-leaning media watchdog Media Matters said it found that corporate advertisements by IBM, Apple, Oracle, and Comcast's Xfinity were being placed alongside anti-Semitic content. In a statement, IBM said it has, quote, zero tolerance for hate speech and discrimination, and we have immediately suspended all advertising on X while we investigate this entirely unacceptable situation. X said its system does not intentionally place brands, quote, actively next to this kind of content, and that the posts cited by Media Matters would no longer be able to make money off its content.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. European Union countries and lawmakers have reached a breakthrough to stop sending their plastic trash to poor countries. Under the agreement, the 27 EU countries will no longer be able to export their plastic waste to non-Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries, while the shipping of scrap for disposal inside the bloc will only be allowed exceptionally. Only a third of plastic waste in Europe is recycled. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
On VOA1.